Well, Cly Calling is a really good event. It's the first year we've been running the festival, and it's a way to bring lots of people together and to tie the people to the environment, the activities. And as you, well, we sat here overlooking Cly Marshes, it's showing people the beauty they've got on their doorstep.
What made you get involved?
Well, I've been involved as the ambassador for the Norfolk Wildlife Trust for several years now. And it's that beauty, it's that rawness, it's that wonderful connection we have with nature in Norfolk. And if I can represent that and the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, then yeah, of course I will. When they said we're doing Cly Calling for the first year, it's something, of course, I want to be involved with. It's a great way, as I said, to get everyone from kids to adults and big kids involved with connecting with nature.
How important do you think it is we do actually get people involved, especially the kids?
If you don't understand where you're from and you can't connect to the world around you, then you can't connect with other people, you can't care about the wider world. We are so lucky here in Norfolk. We've got the most beautiful surroundings, some of the most precious wildlife we have in the UK. We've got the best opportunity to make that connection, and just spending any time seeing a marsh harrier dive or to see a whole group of lapwings take off, if you can't find beauty in that and can't connect with that, then there's something wrong, and you should do. It's important to make that connection.
Do you find that now with more nature programmes on the TV, people are getting more interested?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's that accessibility. You haven't got to be a nerd or a geek or anything like that. You don't have to have a university career behind you. Right now, you can hear the birds singing above us. We're around nature all the time. And as you said, I think as more wildlife documentaries come out, we have this accessibility. It's more normal, it's more accepted, it's more okay to have this connection with nature.
And this event is also going to be a bit about the history as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, my talk is from 800,000 years ago right up to modern day. So we're going from a million years of people in Norfolk right up to birds around us, right up to contemporary dance, to theatre plays, to it's everything in between. There's something literally for everybody here over the next few days.
And I suppose that nature and the birds, they've all been around that time as well, haven't they?
Well, of course. I mean, this is the wonderful thing about Norfolk. We look back and we've got mammoths 600,000 years ago. We have got hyenas, we've got lions, we've got all these different... We had monkeys wandering around here 600,000 years ago. And now we look across and I've been watching spoonbills this morning and marsh harriers, avocets. So it's not just the animals and wildlife we've got now. It's across the last million years. And that's why wonderful, such a wonderful, diverse and interesting place.
I was born and brought up just about 3 or 4 miles away from here. And we really are so lucky, aren't we, to have this around us.
That's the thing. And often you sort of find where people become blasé about their surrounding area. But in this part of the world, everyone appreciates Norfolk. It's the beauty on your doorstep. And it's not taken for granted, which is lovely. And you're right. It's even if you come from as far away as just down the road to Norwich, it's 20, 30 miles away. You suddenly feel you're in the middle of nowhere. And it's that wonderful opportunity to get away from it all, to be right on the outskirts with nature itself. You look across here, the next landmass will be the North Pole. I mean, that's how remote we are here, right on the edge of the UK. It's wonderful.
And you're hoping a lot of people will come and get involved with Cly Calling?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, there's something for everyone. So I think that should bring a lot of new people in, a lot of the old regulars in. And that's what we want. We want to try and get this wonderful opportunity to really go out and connect with your local environment. So yeah, I hope we see some new faces here.